current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to News Right Now on the auction block. As part of Donald Trump's so-called deal of the century, White House advisor Jared Kushner led a two-day conference in Manama, Bahrain, aimed at rallying support for a $50 billion investment plan in the Palestinian territories. True to form, the US's agent in the region supported the plan. UAE Minister of State for Financial Affairs Obaid Al-Tayya said, quote, "We should give this initiative a chance," unquote. Saudi Finance Minister Mohammed Al-Jadan said Riyadh would support whatever economic plan that would bring prosperity to the Palestinians. After much lamenting and hand-wringing, most of which was merely for public consumption, the Jordanian regime also agreed to take part in the talks. Although the treacherous Palestinian Authority boycotted the talks on the grounds of the talks being a quote-unquote mirage of prosperity, they proceeded to arrest and raid the homes of members of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Palestine. These arbitrary arrests of members of Hizb ut-Tahrir, who collectively oppose the conspiracies and betrayal of the blessed land of Palestine, prove that the Palestinian Authority is a willing participant in the liquidation of Palestine to the Jewish state and cooperation with the Western colonialists. But it's not just the members of Hizb ut-Tahrir that oppose those bogus talks. Muslims in Baghdad and Amman, with one protester in Baghdad saying, quote, "We took down the Bahraini flag to send a clear message to all those who participated in the Bahrain conference that we strongly reject normalizing relations with the Zionist occupiers and will never abandon our support for Palestinians," unquote. These protests prove that the traitor rulers and the conspiracies with the colonial countries do not represent the will of the Muslims in the region. This is the reality of the Muslim response to the steal of the century. The sham of so-called peace talks and quote-unquote economic prosperity is nothing more than the liquidation of Palestine, concocted by the enemies of Islam, supported by tyrant rulers that don't represent their people for a paltry sum. Palestine is not on the auction block, and the Muslims will never accept for it to be ransomed away. No wonder the people moved against this conspiracy of the United States, the West, and their agents. Their demand now should be the unification of the Ummah as a whole and the mobilization of the Islamic army that will put an end to the Zionist occupation of Palestine. Jazakum Allah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.